HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
Idiot.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-K-U-P-D.
More news coming out of the Lamb of God stolen guitar camp. It says, Ethan says, damn it, John, I got robbed at that Slayer show, too. I tried to do good, not drink and drive. So I took my car down there. I did really well. Came back the next morning to get my car, and the back window was all smashed in, and all my stuff was gone. I hope these are the same people that stole the Lamb of God guitars, and we can add some more charges. That'd be great, Ethan. Keep an eye on whatever they find, because it's good stuff.
What stuff?
Yeah, what'd you get? Make some things up. Randy Blythe from Lamb of God has made a statement, which is very funny, because he says, well, I must say that their aesthetic doesn't really surprise me. Just kind of makes me sad. But on the 100% serious tip, these men are innocent until proven guilty, and I hope they're given due process and a fair trial. Then, whatever happens after, I hope they get some help. That one alfalfa-looking dude needs a sandwich and about a week's worth of sleep and a multivitamin. Jesus. Hashtag drugs kill. Hashtag don't do drugs, kids. Thank you, Randy. A very important message, along with a necessary judgment of the ugliness that is the three guys that stole the guitars from Lamb of God right here from Phoenix. And then somebody else sent me a thing that it is the three bad guys, the three hillbilly villains from The Princess and the Frog Disney movie. And we looked at it. Oh, my God, it is.
The Bayou Hillbillies.
I've never seen that one, but man, oh, man, it's a match. Especially the little one. The little one looks just like the Tweety. I mean, it's the same people. They're the Princess and the Frog villains. So, yeah, you can have fun with that. We'll put that on our Facebook page. You can watch the scene that these kids did.
There's nothing more uncomfortable than going to Disneyland with some racist relatives.
Oh, yeah.
And then the black princess comes up to talk to
your
daughter.
Oh, they hate that. They hate that one.
Get your daughter away from her. I imagine this is how it went.
Yeah, this is exactly. It's very similar to how the stealing of the guitars.
Get the guitar.
Actual crime footage, the surveillance of the thieves stealing the guitar.
You done shot my britches. Get Warbird out of here and go on now.
And another thing, Lamb of God, naming a guitar Warbird, a little pretentious.
It is a Warbird.
All right, it's a guitar. Calm down about that.
Did they name the guitars downstairs on our wall?
I don't know, but if they did, mine would be named Guitar.
Warbird, for it summons the birds of war and battle.
No, it's a guitar like all the others.
This is my car. It is a Pontiac Fiero known as the Falcon's Mistress.
All right.
Hand-painted.
You knock it off.
Warbird was hand-painted, thereby giving it special powers to summon the birds of war.
No.
It's part of them, John.
No. I know.
It's like their D's.
But again, it's
people name their D's.
It's a Will Ferrell joke is what it is. And people name their D's are also douchebags.
This is my car. It summons demons in the night. It is Pazuzu.
It's a Charger. It's a Dodge.
Pazuzu is its name.
It's an inanimate object with no necessary feature other than the name it's already been given.
Didn't you name your Jeep one time?
Jeep?
Did you? No, you didn't?
I call it black and white one. I mean, yeah. I guess those are names. I have the black one and the white one. Blackie and Whitey, occasionally I'll say. But I would never, ever say, Eric, would you like to go to lunch with me and perhaps Habs barbecue?
Climb into my car, otherwise known as Eagle Toenail.
Giving pretentious nicknames to things that are just kind of normal. It's Will Ferrell stuff. It's hilarious.
Objectophiles name their stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the freaks, weirdos, and nutballs.
I named my Subaru.
Yeah, Lesbian Catcher. But everybody called
you
it.
Named
Melissa.
That?
Well, you called it Melissa
I was
because
say,
of Etheridge.
I thought we named it the Lesbaru.
The Lesbaru is just the name it has. That's making fun of it. If you're pretentious enough to take it seriously to call your car a
thing.
Don't
it.
I call my vehicle Ladies Panties.
What?
I don't know. I couldn't think of anything good right there.
Yeah, it's dumb. But Warbird, it made me laugh. My beloved Warbird has been stolen. I'm thinking like he's got some, like he's a falconer on the side and he's got a precious animal that's been, no, it's an actual, it's just a guitar named Warbird. My guitar is very special to me. It's hand painted. I even have a nickname for it. That's between me and the guitar. But a call out to all Warbird. If you see Warbird, approach him gently, for he is timid. It's a guitar.
Maybe that was the artist's name that painted it. He called it Warbird.
And I hate that guy, too, because that's not his name.
Hi, my name is David. Call me Warbird.
I'll do no such thing, David. No. There's a guy on Survivor right now who calls himself War Dog. And I'm like, immediately find out what his name is and call him that. If it's Steve or Kevin or whatever. Hey, Kevin, I prefer War Dog. Well, you're not getting that out of me. You are Kevin.
Well, the Miz called himself the Miz on the Real World.
Okay, but in the Real World, and he was a douchebag on the Real World. Yeah, and you're talking about wrestler nicknames.
He wasn't,
which
I
is
guess he was
automatically
kind of a
supposed
at the
to be
time.
Over the top.
Yeah,
douchey.
They all have.
Yeah, they're supposed to go crazy douchey with that stuff. But if you ever met a guy at dinner, it's like, "How you doing? My name's Toledo, Richard Toledo." Like, I am Warbird. I'm like, we're not going to do business with this guy. There's no way.
Meeting over.
My name is Eric Jefferson, but you can call me War Thunderman. No. No is the answer to that. Nobody wants to hear.
You're no fun, John.
Look, we made fun of Brady's neighbor for years going, yeah, you call me Laser. I'm not going to call you that. I'm not calling you that. No.
Do people call him Laser?
Not too often.
Yeah, because it's the stupidest thing a middle-aged man can do.
Only you.
Was that his nickname or did you give it to him?
No, that was his.
Because we made fun of him when he introduced himself. He said, hi, my name's Ty. Call me Laser. I'm not calling you Laser. We're grown-ups. No. What are you talking about? My name's Laser.
There has to be a story there. What's the story with
Yeah, I got to ask him.
You never asked him?
That would be my first question.
You have an inquisitive bone in your body. A new neighbor moves into my neighborhood, comes over and goes, how you doing? My name's Robert. But you can call me Grass Catcher. Why?
I think just
immediately is my first word that can't not fall out of my mouth. Why would I do such a thing? It is my nickname. Why again?
What happened?
Let me just say, when I say that, I can't remember.
Oh.
Oh, he you told did you the story?
You know that Laser.
Probably. That a friend, I think a friend came up with it just because he's calling him Laser, which he's not, and it just stuck.
Like laser pointers, maybe? Yeah.
He chased him. Maybe he was like a cat in college.
Maybe he's a laser good golfer. Maybe he had laser accuracy with his.
Boy, that's lame. Just keep. What's his real name?
Kevin.
Yeah, just call him Kevin. That'll do. If you need that much of an explanation of why you're called Laser, it doesn't fit. People call me tiny because I'm huge. People call me, you know, shorts because I'm tall. That, you know, that's an easy explanation. They call me Laser because at one point during a golf match, years and years ago, your name is Kevin.
At one point.
Yeah, at one point in life.
Laser-like shot.
I hit a ball with a golf club, and it was laser perfect, and friends started to call, your name is Kevin. From here on, you are Kevin.
Yeah, we've all done that like once or twice.
Yeah, we've all had great moments where somebody goes, nice shot, laser beam, all right. This guy's like working with lasers. Gentlemen, please pause the golf game. I would like to make an announcement. The two times you've called me Laser today have changed me inside and out. I now would like to be called Laser. It is my new moniker. I will no longer answer to my God-given name of Kevin. It didn't explain who I am like Laser does.
It's playing to the right crowd. Me, yeah. I mean, you know, yeah, how often do you come across a Laser? That's
once in my world, and then I never come across him again. Any grown man introduces himself as Laser, I just assume you're probably not worth my time. I am Laser. Oh, that means you've accomplished little or nothing in your own world and you're trying to be someone else. Goodbye. Does he correct people? Hey, Kevin. Ahem.
All the time.
Laser, will you pass the cheese board? I will, with laser-like accuracy. All right. You've taken it too far. Yeah, it's pretty sad.
You mean the tray of bounty?
The bounty that I provided. Notice it's in one straight line.
Yeah, I know, because it's laser.
Precise.
Yeah, I get it. It's precise like a laser. So are you. We're neighbors. You've done exactly what I've done in life.
We're the same.
We're the same. You didn't advance any further with the nickname than me, so just you're Kevin now.
I'm Laser.
Kevin.
Laser.
You still call him Laser?
All the time.
Do you really? Just to kind of rub in the fact that it didn't really matter, like this nickname that he wants so badly. Does anyone else in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
They do.
Across the street.
They scream out, "Hey, Laser."
And no one knows, their lungs.
And, but no one knows why?
I'll find out again.
Yeah, got to find out Laser's nickname. Do you have his number?
Yeah.
Okay. Text him.
I will.
And then will he fire back? Laser does not accept your
Laser
text.
Laser out.
Does he put little lightning bolts at the end of each text?
Usually he says, who is this?
Oh, it's automatic signature. I didn't like writing the K and the E and the V and the I and the N, so I just make pew, pew. That's my signature now. I am Laser. Yeah, grown-ups with those stupid self-given, they kill me. Anyway, return War Dog. Please.
John, a friend of mine said he met a guy at the bar that called himself Caliber.
All right.
One time. I could not stop laughing.
Yeah, you can't. When a grown man says, "Hi, my name's Steve. Who are you?"
Funny you should ask there, stranger. Folks around here call me Caliber.
No one calls you that. You call yourself that.
Caliber's my name.
Why? That's a long story. All right, I'm not interested. Steve.
I don't know. You're at the bar. I want
to
hear
I'm
the
talking
story.
To Caliber for a minute to
yeah,
find out
yeah.
why. And then I'm never talking to him again. Hey, jackass, what's your nickname is essentially what I'm asking.
It's got to be about his gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back about 30 years ago. All right.
So none of this matters? It was just once and somebody called you that and you liked it a lot?
No, it's calipers.
Yeah. I like to take measurements on people's body fat. Get away from me or I'll pinch you. Oh, now that's a nickname. You stay away from Calipers. Old Calipers over there. I can't remember his real name.
Uh-oh. John, I'm new to this. Brady's neighbor is Laser, like the guy from American Gladiator?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Only not.
Yeah.
Only everything that guy isn't.
Maybe that was it. Maybe he loved American
yeah.
Gladiator.
That could be.
Maybe as a child,
I want to be Laser.
He dressed up as Laser every day, and people were like, just call him Laser. He'll lose his mind, shoot the school up. I wonder if you just stopped calling him Laser if he'd start to, like, boil. Is his wife Lace? Does she have an American Gladiator's nickname, too?
Yes, yeah. It's Lace.
You're welcome to we're Kevin and Susie, but you can call us Laser and Lace. Never.
That's what they do in the bedroom. They get dressed up.
Right, that's fine. Do that all day long. Keep it private. Don't introduce yourself the next day. But we had a hell of a romp in the hay there last night, didn't we, Susan? I think our new nicknames are now the names I want everyone to call us. I'm going to tell the Bogans immediately. We had quite a sexual experience last night, so I am now Thunderhawk, Super Dick of the West. And my wife is Lace, Angel of Goo.
Be kind of cool. They change it up every now
no,
and then.
Not. It's not cool. Not cool. Unless you're five, it's not cool.
I am Caliber.
Caliber. Loser is your nickname. When I leave, when you can't hear me anymore, I'm like, what was that guy's name again? Loser?
I'm Caliber.
Is that why you're at a bar alone, Caliber? Because you have such a high caliber of woman surrounding you?
They call me Caliber because the ladies around me are all the highest caliber.
I see you alone here at the Swizzle Inn at 3 in the afternoon.
Low caliber. Low.
You are pea shooter.
So, Rachel, I saw you talking with Steve. You mean Caliber?
You mean my husband, Caliber? Oh, you're crazy, too.
Yes.
Thank you for announcing that in one short sentence.
Clarify.
It's 7:28. Brady, it's time for you to give us all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And you can celebrate Ray Lewis's birthday today over at Hooters at Metro Center. You can do it this Sunday. They're having a big Ray Lewis party from 4 to 6 o'clock. Bike poker run. After party. They're featuring, they got a DJ there, 50-50 raffle prizes, bunch of swag for you. Event benefits the Warrior Brotherhood Veterans MC. That's a motorcycle club. This Sunday at Hooters. of Metro Center, so it should be a pretty talk about guys with nicknames. Now you're in trouble. Go out there and meet a bunch of Calibers and Lasers and War Dogs. It is so annoying that CBS gives that dude on Survivor the credit, too, because it would be like, Kalen fell off the tube. War Dog's still holding strong. I'm like, oh. He's a lawyer, too.
Now I want to watch it.
He's the War Dog. I think it might be over. I don't know. I've only caught a couple middle episodes. Like, yep, Survivor's still going. The one girl walks around in her underwear. That's why I was watching. Then it got boring again. Brady, please report it.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Chocolate Chip Day.
That's a good one. Eat a bag on just on your break.
2% of Americans say they hate chocolate chips. 5% say they dislike them.
They're just trying to be different.
They have catchy nicknames.
Yeah. Caliber don't take too kindly to chocolate chips. I had a friend with a lot of moles on his face named Chocolat.
I don't trust anybody that doesn't like chocolate
chips. No, I don't either. If you don't, if I had a bag of chocolate chips and your first reaction is an ooh, I don't like you. I don't care for those. Why? Ugh. Chocolate and little tiny cute chip form. Gross.
In case you're not ready to celebrate National Chocolate Chip Day today, August 4th is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Yeah. This is just chips on their own. Yeah. Independent chips.
Got a couple of fun facts. The United States has been around for 243 years and involved in at least one war for 226 of them.
Hey, nice job, guys. Consistency.
No president has ever gone their entire term without the country being involved in a war.
Not one.
Yep.
Wow.
The first Sega has the longest lifespan of any video game console. The Sega Master System came out in 1986, and it's still being produced in Brazil by a company that bought the rights. They even make new games for it.
No kidding. Ooh. Wow.
The oldest newspaper in the U.S. is the Hartford Courant. It's been published without a break since 1764. The sports guy there is unbelievable.
That's pretty impressive. Is it the same sports guy the whole time?
It's amazing.
Still makes a mistake every once in a while of giving Red Stockings updates.
Real barn burner.
Real barn burner between the Normals and the Red Stockings today. Out there at old Crosley Field. I think that's Pittsburgh. They're all over the map. By the way, I've got three ladies in a row that have emailed in and said, guys with nicknames are immediately a turnoff. If you introduce yourself to a woman and you say, my name is Laser, you are not getting laid by anything normal that night.
I had a message from a girl saying that there's this guy at this bar she went to that called himself Hammer.
Yeah, you stay away from that idiot. He's going to steal your purse. Celeste says, you're killing me with the names. I had a guy I knew that used to use an emoji for his signature because he liked his nickname so much. Immediate douchebag. Isn't War Dog the name of that Yoko Ono song? No, that's War Zone.
Yeah.
War Dog.
Oh, she's got another version of it, though.
No, she could do it.
A new study asked people.
Sorry, just happened. They call me Warzone.
A new study asked people in different generations what your net worth has to be for you to be rich. Not a single generation thinks that being a millionaire means you're rich anymore. The average answer was $2.3 million.
Yeah.
That's more than 20 times higher than the median net worth in this country right now.
How many? 20 times higher?
20 times higher.
So the median net worth of everybody's about 100 grand?
Yep. Generation Z, roughly 9 through 22 years old, had the lowest threshold, or had the highest but the lowest threshold for being rich. They said it only takes $1.5
million. Yeah, you're asking 9-year-olds, idiots.
Baby boomers have the highest, 2.6.
Yeah, because they're aware of how the world works, and they're guessing on what they have to retire on. 9-year-olds don't think of that. 9-year-olds like $20. Why would you even ask a 9-year-old? What do you think a rich person has? I don't know. No basis for money. I don't know what it means to pay bills. A couple million bucks?
I don't know how many 9-year-olds
say whatever he wants.
Yeah. Probably mostly the late teens and up to 22.
Even still, though, they don't have any life skill yet. They're just basing it
off. They know
of,
they need to get paid after
yeah,
6 months.
Yeah, well, they know that, but they're, you know, what's rich? A million still pretty awesome when you've got zero.
Pringles is releasing a new mystery flavor, and if you guess it right, you could win $10,000. The mystery Pringles will be on sale at Walgreens sometime this month. Should be available through the end of July, and the flavor might be tough.
Brady, you can do this. We think we have somebody who knows the answer to the mystery flavors. Brady Bogan, are you ready, Brady?
Yep, sure am.
All right, take a bite of that thing. All right, Brady Bogan, for $10,000, what is the Pringles mystery flavor?
I got it. It's Salisbury steak.
Is it frog?
Now there's mashed potatoes?
No.
And for dessert, it's a blueberry pie. Pringles did the mystery flavor contest in Canada last year, and it turned out to be a 7-layer dip.
That's pretty tough.
So I think people will probably guess it, and then you enter, and then they do a drawing. This guy in Longwood, Florida, was out practicing his hoop skills completely naked, Jordan Anderson. According to the police report, they asked him what he was doing. He said he was working on his basketball skills, and he feels playing naked enhances his skill level. It's not clear if that was true or not. They didn't give enough time to see the difference between putting on clothes and hooping. And
at least he was alive. The last couple of days, the naked people have been dead.
Not sure what kind of skills we're going to get out of him. He looks kind of wonky.
Terrible skills. He looks like a white version of Chuck from Happy Days, who was already white.
There's a 17-year-old kid in Canton, Ohio, O-H, named Michael Watson, who's graduating from high school this month. He's been overweight most of his life. At one point, he was 325 pounds. But a year ago, he decided to do something about it. So he overhauled his diet, stopped eating pizza every day, walked several miles to school every morning, even when it was snowing.
He didn't this story without any anger, Brady.
Yeah, this seems like he cut out pizza.
This is dedication.
And walking? Exercise and diet somehow are making a difference?
Lost a total of 115 pounds.
Not buying it.
That's genetics. It's nothing to do with the pizza. Quit blaming pizza.
Check out the before and after.
Yeah, I can imagine the 115-pound difference. He's just a kid, right?
Yeah.
Who's giving him pizza every day?
Mama?
Yeah. Dad Brady.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see what the problem is. Show that in your mouth.
I think I want to go for a walk, Dad.
Walking's for pussies. Get on the scooter and ride.
James Michael Wright's 23 years old.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Look at that. And he was eating pizza every day.
Guess
of course
so.
He was, John.
Yeah, that's impressive. And the cure of this was a girl. Like, he realized, I'm not getting any good ones if I look like...
Not the ones I want.
...this fat lesbian that I've become. I mean, the guy's clearly a fat lesbian.
So and no matter what Brady says in the Brady Report, pizza is not good for
pizza
you.
Pizza is not good for your... yeah, it's not good for your six-pack. Let's just say that.
Pizza every day.
Just generally, if you're looking to stay on a straight and narrow, you're going to want to avoid it as much as possible. You want to maintain average, pizza's just fine. But it's not something you want to just shovel in your body and then do.
Dough, cheese, and meat.
Yeah, it's just, it's all the stuff that makes those abs kind of
wild delicious.
Amazing. Yeah. It just depends on what you want in the end. And if you're already all ripped up, then you can enjoy a little more pizza, but you can't overdo it. Been eating too much pizza. That's what everybody who's pudgy says. But it's good. It's a tough fight.
James Michael Wright is 23 years old. He's a carny. And he was working for a company in Virginia on the road as a carny. He just admitted, yeah, I killed three women.
Yeah. This wasn't a crossbow guy, was it?
Nobody was even pushing him to admit this. He just did it on his own.
He wanted to explain why his nickname was Murderer. My name's James, but you can call me the Murderer. Why, James? Killed three women in a carnival act.
Over the span of 3 weeks, from late February to mid-March, he admitted he shot and killed three victims, but insisted he did it accidentally.
For the nookie.
One was after having nookie.
Yeah.
They went for a walk in the woods, and he was trying to shoot an animal and shot her.
And just got a taste for it.
And didn't know what to do, so I buried the body over here. The other one fell off a bridge.
It's not his fault.
I couldn't recover the body in the river.
That's not a murder. That's just a clumsy woman. She fell off a bridge is not a murder. You can get away with that.
Walking again after. They're right. Hanging out.
Still. Yeah. He sounds like quite the ladies' man, though. And in a 3 week span, he had three different ladies, and that's Larry hasn't had that in 10 years.
Third one, he tripped and fell, and his gun went off again.
That'll happen. He likes taking the ladies for a walk into the woods after coital. Coitus?
Meet him at the carnival.
Yeah, chicks who meet guys at carnivals, they're classy, too.
I met this guy, he's a traveling carnival worker. I think he's the one.
You know you're going to get killed, right?
No, he's a keeper.
How old was he? 23. Man, if you quit early on life there. I got a job with the carnival. Oh, Christ, you're only 23 years old. You're supposed to wait till you're 60 after your second prison stint to do that. Nope, I'm getting involved before I go to jail. I'm going to turn it around. People in carnivals will be seen different because of me.
This report came out of the British Medical Journal. An unnamed woman, 25 years old, went to the ER after a freak accident. She was on her jet ski, wiped out, went over the handlebars, and stuck the V right into one of the handlebars.
Dope!
The doctor said when she was tossed over the handlebars, it
do we get pictures?
A large vulvar hematoma.
Vulvar hematoma, if you're looking for a band name.
A collection of clotted blood vessels on the external part of the genitalia. Excruciating pain. It was like almost having a grapefruit in between her legs.
Here's what vulvar hematomas look like. Oh, my God.
She was sewn up using 5 stitches with gaps to allow the blood clot to drain safely.
My grandpa's name was Alvar Holmberg, which is very close to vulvar hematoma. Oh, my Lord. Oh, if that was an oyster, you'd send it back. Oh, my God. What's on top of it? Is that a neatly shorn African-American pubis?
All right, I'm going
to... That is. Seems to be.
I'm going to HR. This is ridiculous.
It's educational.
I'm sorry, sir, but it looks like your wife's snail is real sick. What is it? It's a vulvar hematoma. I have to say... She has Deion Sanders' 1992 hairdo down there that is unbelievable. That's a fade on a vagina. I ain't never seen that before.
For all of those that can safely Google at work, be vulvar careful with this one.
Hematoma.
Oh, my God.
Use your phone.
Yeah, use your phone.
It's medical. It's medical, you sissies.
The sixth image result is the
one. How is Marcus Ming not blocked this search?
It's medical. This is for doctor stuff.
We're not doctors.
We could be, though, if thanks to the internet. And here's the removal of vulvar hematoma. Go down one section there where that guy's holding it after he cut it off.
They earn their money, I'll tell you.
Boy, do they ever.
The stuff they pull out of people.
Whew. Or off of.
Or off of, yeah.
What happened here? I mean, as a doctor, you'd be like, oh, God.
Why'd you let this go for years?
I had an accident, and I wanted to show you, doctor.
All right, let's see it. Oh,
Oh my god. I quit.
What is that? That's where your push should be.
I quit.
I got something wrong and started growing like a side head. I think it's my vulvar.
Yeah, you got a vulvar hematoma.
They have to, like, in medical school, that's why it takes so long to show the doctors all this stuff constantly so they don't have reactions like that in the real world.
That's why doctor in school takes 7 or 8 years. The first 3 years are like, are you sure?
Here,
you
want to
see?
Look at this.
You
want to
see
this.
These pictures? Come on, get to the pictures. I think you want to see them. But you haven't gotten to the V's yet.
You want none of this, Dewey.
When we get to V, all this changes, man.
That's why like half of them drop out there.
Oh, my God.
No.
We got to the penis stuff. That was tough. We got down to I didn't know what vulvars were. You ever seen a vulvar hematoma? Made me quit doctoring. That's why I work at the carnival. I'm going to kill all the ladies I see.
Next up, this happened on April 19th. Kurt Kaser, 63 years old, a lifelong corn, soybean, and hog farmer, was transferring grain from one bin to another when he stepped into a grain auger. The machine ate away at his left leg.
First mistake, stepped into. He did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Started sucking him in. He didn't know what to do. He's freaking out. He's like, I can't believe this is happening. He goes,
this happened in my own town.
Pulls out his 3-inch pocket knife and hacks away at his leg to release himself from the auger.
It's the only way to do it. And he's free. Look, he's free to tell the tale.
Spent a week at the hospital and 2 weeks in rehab, and he's out. Back to farming.
One-legged farming.
He says, I'm lucky. He goes, I got out of here, but, man, I feel sorry for a lot of the other people in the rehab hospital that don't have.
Yeah, did you see that later with the vulvar hematoma? Yeah. She's never getting out. Oof. I don't even know. Did you give her crutches or just a gun?
Prosthetic?
I think you just give someone with a gun. Oh, I'm sorry. You've got vulvar hematoma. The diagnosis is this.
Well, this is just 357, sir.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Even if I cut that thing off, this is ruined.
I like how you read about this story, and then on the side there's another story, and I'm not sure if this is a good idea. It says, woman paralyzed from armpits down, finally back in canoe.
Oh, wow. She's been waiting, like treading water, to get her canoe back?
Loves to be out in the wild.
God, just her arms were left. You know when you try to paint over bad paint, and you just end up slopping around more paint, and it gets real thick, and it's the wrong color? That's what your vagina is now with this hematoma. So even trying to fix it isn't worth it. We're just going to throw you away and start over with a new vulvar.
Let's end it with a radio video.
Can I get a vulvar transplant?
No. It's just throwing bad on bad. It's adding onions to the onion soup. It's just too oniony. What are you doing?
This is a radio video. Okay. And this is one of the top dance troupes in Vietnam. Motorcycle Mama. She dances with a motorcycle on top of her head.
She's a troop?
I'm calling her that, but the troop has to...
You know the definition
of troop. Yeah, a troop has to have more than one lady in it.
Yeah, well, the troop's putting the motorcycle on her head. Oh, this is just a solo dance.
Oh, so, yeah. She's just an independent...
Good audio.
All right. Okay. They put a little dirt bike on her head.
Yeah, nice little scooter.
Bounce. It's a well-balanced bike. Pretty awesome.
She even does a couple of squats with it.
I'm just glad I'm an American. Because if this is entertainment elsewhere, count me out.
Good crowd, John.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. These people are starved for anything.
It was a light show.
They haven't gotten the wire yet. Wait till you see that. You're going to be blown away.
Next up, roulette.
Where is this? This isn't...
Vietnam.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. Oh, my God. How did we lose to them? I guess they can bounce bikes on their head. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, has Caliber ever tried to do that?
They call me Caliber because it was the last gun I had. In Vietnam, when I shot that woman toting that motorcycle in her face. Nice shot, Caliber. It was my hell.
Ready for some of the nickname texts?
Okay.
John, I knew a guy that called himself the Wolf. Found out his last name, and we decided to give him a new nickname. Schwartzman was his last name. Now he's the Schwartz to all of us.
Yeah, of course. Because that makes sense.
I'm the Wolf.
This guy says, Volvar. Volvar. Dude, I just looked it up at work. I will never, ever, 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 ever eat at Arby's again. It's spaghetti for me from here on out anyway. We have the meats.
Brady, is Laser's wife name Pointer?
No.
In the bedroom, perhaps.
John, there's a guy that hangs out at the bars in Globe. There's multiple in Globe. And his name is Buck S. Buck S.
The poop?
Yep.
Not Buckshot?
No. Unless he just misspelled his and nickname hit the I instead of the O.
Buck? Why? Again, look, it just happened naturally. It just falls out of your mouth. Why? Why are you called that? There's no answer?
John, one of my buddy's friends.
John needs to know.
Is there no one inquisitive? You know the name. This guy I know named Buck. Why? I don't know. You don't have an inquisitive bone in your body.
It's Dick Cheney.
I'll give you that. Like, there's a thing. I shot a guy in the face once accidentally with Buckshot, and then they nicknamed me Buck because it's funny. Oh, thanks for the story. I'll never forget that. But
yeah,
then later,
I'll
never go, hey, Eric, I met a guy this weekend. Calls himself Buck. Why? I don't know.
Never happened. Part
escapes me. I'm sure he told me.
Good talk.
Yeah, it's great. I just wanted to pass on that I knew something silly, and I have no backup or any following to the story at all. It's just that.
I stepped in deer poop.
Yeah, I stepped in it once, and then they called me Buck. Oh, okay. And that's not even worth retelling.
No.
David.
John, one of my buddy's friends calls himself Superman.
For what?
Yeah.
He calls himself that?
Mm-hmm.
And he's your best friend?
Right.
Your standard for friends is too low.
You need to kick him out of the group.
You need to make a new best friend in life. This is my best friend. Ugh, Superman.
I'll let him introduce himself.
Yeah, his name's Todd. Todd, that's what people, nobody calls me that. Everyone calls me Superman. Nobody calls you Superman.
Superman?
Nobody. This guy says, it's been a while since an image on the internet has made me wince and turn away. That vulvar hematoma did the trick. Thank you very much, boys.
You're welcome.
It's a toughie.
Be careful, ladies, on your jet skis.
Yeah, this is something ladies need to worry about. It's actually becoming a public service. You have a vulva. It can be hematized. That's
wear
what I've
a cup.
Learned. Yeah, cover that thing up with some steel. Clank it up, because you don't want this. Trust me, you do not want a vulvar hematoma. Vulvar. Somebody had to see it the first time, name it. Oof. And it just came from handlebars jamming in there?
Yeah.
Like, did they go sideways? It's just trauma.
She's an aggressive rider.
It literally is just trauma.
And handlebars,
right?
Nunchucks can do it.
Yeah, I mean, just trauma to the, blunt force to the vagina. Don't say it, jackasses. I've seen it. I've made it happen.
I'll give my old lady a...
No, you don't. I was a little blunt force with my old lady last night. Hopefully she doesn't come back with vulvar hematoma. Yeah, I hope that never happens to anyone.
Good work, Buck.
Yeah.
Buck snort.
They call me Buck because it caused vulvar hematomas and people hate me. So my nickname became a slur. Anybody want to buy Buck a drink? If you don't, I'll kick your wife square in the... That's what I do. That's why they call me Buck.
Meet my buddy Log.
This here's the Bigfoot. He likes to smash his giant foot into ladies' privates. Make the vulvar hematoma. We used to be good friends till he stole my act.
My best good friend.
Man, oh man. Yuck. Ladies, if you've ever had it, send me photos immediately so I can ridicule you on the air by name. And also announce to all my male friends out there never to touch you.
Be careful. The left side suffered from a hematoma once.
All right, I'm out of here.
I'm sending it right away.
Bye-bye. Oh, if you had it, as a girl, that's all you've got. It's the only time anybody wants to see it, even if you got it fixed. If you had vulvar hematoma, you got photos. Fire them over to me. I'll take it. I'll take it immediately.
Hey, that's my nickname. Vulvar hematoma.
This guy Zach says, I was told my nickname at work is Bubbles. I didn't even know that. Naturally, I thought it was because I have a bubbly personality.
Nope.
People found me. I later found out it's for my large glasses and my blonde hair and fresh shaved face. I look like Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys. They've called me this behind my back for years. That's not a nickname. That's you being made fun of. Now, if you introduce yourself as Bubbles, you got some splaining to do. No, I used to be Michael Jackson's monkey. I met him. It's 7:55. There it is, your Brady Report. Brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's 98.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.